Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Reel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Schubel reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schubel scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Cochran to McNair, and Gehringer is out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reel fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bishop for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Rogel is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schubel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Real settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-1 in the game. Real takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dykes strikes out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogel scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Reel moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Merrow now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hayworth to Gehringer covering second. The throw back to home, and Fox is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Real hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Real reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Real moves to third. One out. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Buck Merrow. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Real scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schubel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.